Let's kick off another episode of the World Series of Politics podcast, where Brendan Bussman and Brent Iden march down the field on key political, legislative, and regulatory developments in the gaming sector. As these titans square off on the issues facing the industry, this podcast highlights the current opportunities and challenges for expansion and reform. Let's see what the game plan is for this episode of the World Series of Politics.
Welcome back to the World Series of Politics podcast. I'm your host, Brant Iden, soaring along at 6,000 feet with my companion, Brendan Bussman. And here we are live at the Grand Canyon. And some people ask, how in the world did you end up at the Grand Canyon? Well, the answer is simple, Brendan. I lost a bet in Vegas, and here I am. So we are going to kick off this episode live from right here. This is an IGB production. Brendan, over to you.
Welcome back. From a wonderful intro from Brant from the Grand Canyon, but he is actually here with us today just as much as being in one of the largest hole in the grounds in the world. And we're glad you're back, Brant.
Thank you. I had never seen it before. And, you know, despite all the questions I got asked at IGA over the past week, I did not break my wrist at the Grand Canyon. It was actually Brendan beating up on me earlier in the day at IGA. No, I'm kidding.
No. I did not beat up on you at Pierros, which is where you were at before you went to the Grand Canyon.
That is true.
But I will say, in defense of your hand, I did see the other guy, and you're in the better shape than they are. So it's okay.
That's very kind of you. Yes, I got a lot of comments at IGA about my hand, and I was like, look, Iden's got a clipped wing. I don't know what to tell you. People didn't know what to do. There was a lot of curiosity about, but skiing accident aside, I am back. I'm feeling better. A little bit of bumps and bruises, but other than that, I'm happy to be back on the show. We have a wonderful guest today, my very dear friend, a fantastic attorney, knows everything about gaming from the great state of Indiana to the south of Michigan, of course, on the map, Allie Bartlett. Allie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, besides the clipped wing?
I'm great, otherwise. I'm great. And Brendan is with us. We didn't know if we were going to have Brendan or not today, but I'm glad we got Brendan as well.
Well, the international man of mystery is leaving as soon as we're done recording here, off to his next destination. And I will say, and I forgot to do this in the lead-in, now I have to top you from the Grand Canyon, Brant, but I'm glad Allie's here with us because also longtime good friend. But Allie, tell us what you're up to right now.
Thank you guys so much for having me, two international men of mystery. I'm so lucky to be here in your presence. I appreciate it. Yeah, so I recently made a change. I was previously at a law firm in Indianapolis, a regional law firm, and I made a move to one of the big gaming groups in the world, joined the team at Greenberg Traurig, and I'm so excited to be there. Just really been able to like expand my practice, have a bigger platform, a little bit of a further reach, but I will still be based right here in Indiana, doing all my same Indiana lobbying and legal work, and I'm so excited to bring a little bit of GT here to Indiana.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations. We are so excited for you. This is fantastic. And let's jump right in and talk a little. I know you're going to have more of a national scope now, but you've been working hard in Indianapolis. I know I've visited down there a couple times. We've been working in the legislature. We're obviously talking a lot about iGaming and sweepstakes and a whole bunch of other things going on. You know, give us a little bit of update as to where things stand today, where you're at in session, what you sort of see going forward.
Absolutely. And, you know, I couldn't do without your help, Brant. Brant is the recipient of a lot of my phone calls and text messages with crazy ideas for how to move the ball forward in Indiana.
And
he's always willing to listen to me and encourage my crazy. So I appreciate that. But right now in session, we're coming up towards the end. We have to adjourn sine die by the end of April. But it is a budget year here in Indiana, which means that we'll be working right up until the very end. And because it's a budget year, you just never know what could happen. We have a couple big issues on the table before us in Indiana. the budget itself, but then also property taxes. That's something that the Indiana legislature has really been taking a close look at this session. And so, as a little background for anybody who may not have been following gaming in the Indiana legislature, we did start the session strong. We had a great champion in the House Public Policy Chairman, Ethan Manning. He put together a very robust bill, which would have legalized iGaming and iLottery in the state of Indiana. And it also, and I think very importantly, would have created a very robust, responsible gaming program for the state of Indiana. I don't think a lot of people realize this because Indiana is a relatively big gaming state. We have 13 casinos, we have a tribal casino, sports betting, a lottery, but we really have no dedicated, responsible gaming program that serves, statewide. And so this bill would also have created that program and funded it separate from tax revenue. And so I really think we are missing out on the creation of that program and not passing this bill during this session. The bill was heard in the Public Policy Committee and passed out of the Public Policy Committee in the House by a very impressive margin. It was recommitted to the House Ways and Means Committee, where it did not receive a hearing, and so obviously didn't advance for this session. There are a couple of gaming bills that are still alive, mostly focused on charity gaming, including one bill that would legalize e-poll tabs for charities that already have a poll tab license in Indiana. We're always willing to support the charities from the commercial gaming standpoint. That's not the issue, although we're not thrilled about seeing this type of like distributed gaming really coming up in Indiana, especially when we're not moving the ball forward on the commercial side at all. Obviously, one thing that we talk about, and I want you guys to jump in here, I'm kind of rambling, but one thing that we talk
No, this is
about a
great.
lot
Yeah, this is
is,
great.
we always want to have a public policy reason for making changes in the gaming space, especially in Indiana. That's one thing we hear. It's a very red state. But I think we've been able to overcome some of those concerns in the legislature. But I think where my frustration comes in not moving the ball forward on the iGaming argument while we're moving it forward on things like e-poll tabs and other elements of the gaming industry is that we really have the public policy argument on our side in the iGaming space. We've got this thriving, robust black market for iGaming, and we'll touch on it more with the sweepstakes discussion. But it's really more than a policy decision, it's a consumer protection issue. And I've worked really hard over the last couple of weeks having some conversations with leadership at the Gaming Commission in Indiana. I had a very productive conversation with our lieutenant governor a couple of weeks ago, just really bringing to light the fact that this isn't just a push by the commercial gaming industry to make more money. It's a push to protect consumers from a very predatory black market and for Indiana to create and fund a responsible gaming program that we desperately need and don't have. So those are the conversations I'm having right now. Like I said, we're really focused on a property tax argument in the General Assembly. And wouldn't you know it, that the amount in question in that argument is very close to the projected revenue for iGaming. So, if you guys know me and you both do, I'm very aggressive and I never give up. And so, I'll never say never about this session. But my sincere hope is to really set the stage for a productive conversation about iGaming going into next session, assuming that we do pass something on property taxes. And that's where we're at.
Well, first and foremost, congrats again on the new job. I have
Thank
talked you
you.
up to two of your colleagues that are in Dubai that you probably have not met yet.
Thank
That are good
you.
friends of mine that I've been bantering back and forth with over the weekend, and I'm connecting with them again later on this week. But back to Indiana, and I think you talk about two things there: one in the consumer protections, and second in the tax argument. On the consumer protections portion, because I think we see a lot out there right now with sweeps and some of these other things that are going on, and people not necessarily knowing the difference. What's the biggest argument the industry needs to continue to reiterate as it goes into these conversations on that front?
Yeah, I think that's such a great question, Brennan, and it's something that I wish I would have focused more heavily on at the outset of lobbying on this issue, but that has really come to light through my conversations with legislators. I think that legislators, just like everyday people, have a hard time understanding what is and is not legal or regulated, even at this point. I have to remind myself all the time when I'm talking to legislators that, unlike me, their whole life isn't about gaming. They have a million different topics before them that they're considering, and they are not entrenched in this industry all the time like I am. And so, one thing that has repeatedly come up, and I know you guys are familiar with this discussion too, is advertising, predatory advertising. And they've really focused on sports betting. But when I dove in on that conversation with a couple different legislators, I asked them what were the ads that they were seeing all the time that they were, being bombarded by. And it turned out to be a lot of sweepstakes casinos and online casinos that are not legal and regulated. And they were showing them to me, some of them, on their social media feeds. And I was like, okay, totally understand the frustration with the constant advertising, but I hope you guys know those are not sports betting. Those are not sports betting ads. Those are ads from casinos that are operating illegally or in a gray area. And so it really opened the floodgates for a productive discussion about the sweepstakes issue and about the black and gray market. And it kind of came to light that, yeah, while, there's this concern about advertising on the sports betting side, what we're really seeing now are the flood of ads from the sweepstakes casinos. And those can be targeted at anyone. Those don't have to be restricted to people who are 21 or over. Those can be accessed by anyone at any time. And they come up on my social media feed all the time. And so I think if we really start to shift the conversation to this consumer protection angle, it will really yield positive results and maybe a better understanding of the industry and our goals overall.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I can't tell you how many times, I explain this to lawmakers and open it up on my phone and go, look, you can just simply check a box that says you're of age. That's it. I mean, imagine
That.
that. There's no KYC process, there's no dual verification, zero. It's crazy. But I want to ask you laid out, thank you very much for really doing a great job of explaining where things at are in Indiana, and we appreciate that. And obviously, do you think as it stands today, given the sweeps conversation and some other things that we've seen in the marketplace, that this really just comes down to education and it's a matter of sort of when, not if, in Indiana?
Absolutely. And I think it's a matter of persistence as well. Like I said, one thing I get very frustrated by, I'm not a very patient person. I know this is a big surprise to anyone who knows me. But I, again, have to remind myself all the time that they have a million issues before them that they're considering. And so we have to remain diligent in our education and communication efforts. And that includes, me working really hard to get them to come to some of our industry conferences and learn more and introducing them to more people. Like, I was so excited to have Brant on the ground in Indiana several times this year. Many of our other industry friends, I know you guys had John Pappas on a couple of weeks ago. He's been on the ground in Indiana, and it's been so great to have folks here making those personal connections, because obviously I'm here on the ground every day, but they're probably sick of hearing from me at some point. I absolutely believe it is when, not if, at this point. And really, it's going to come down to this public policy argument even more than the revenue. Obviously, the state would greatly benefit from the revenue. And I think that's another discussion that legislators really want to dive in on. I think there's several legislators that would really like to see more of that money be dedicated to local governments, which obviously, from the industry standpoint, we support whatever they'd like to do with that additional revenue. But I think as long as we can keep our spots at the table and continue to have consistent, productive discussions about why this is beneficial for consumers and Hoosiers, it is absolutely a matter of when, and maybe next year, if not this year. And again, I'm never going to close the door on it. So.
Well, I want to go back to the other topic I talked about because you gave a great segue to that. It's about the money and some of this at the end, and whether it's a new revenue stream that you see with iGaming or shutting off that's going off to the either dark gray or black market, whatever you want to call it, off of this. How are states, obviously Indiana's trying to do a little bit of a tax shift with the property tax argument. I've seen that in my home state of Nebraska, as we've talked about sports betting there too, just as much. But is Indiana also in one of those situations that you've seen a lot of these states that I think we're going to have other iGaming conversations later on, because as the feds start chipping away at dollars states have relied on over the years, has that come into play in Indiana? Does that provide us another opportunity from the revenue perspective?
So I think it provides us an unspoken opportunity because in a state like Indiana, and I'm sure that Brant's kind of familiar with this, maybe Michigan was similar. Absolutely. So in Indiana, gaming revenue is the fourth largest contributor to the state budget, and it's the first largest contributor that's not a direct tax on Hoosiers, obviously. And so I remind legislators of that every single time I sit down with them. They never are going to want to take the position that we're relying on gaming revenue to backfill any economic need that we have, but they cannot deny what it does add to our revenue stream. And so I think the opportunity is there. And with these shifts that are coming, like you said, with changes at the federal level, et cetera, the opportunity is absolutely there from the revenue side. We just have to make sure that we continue to support that with the good public policy arguments, which we absolutely have. And like I said, even in this conversation that we're having about e-poll tabs right now at the legislature, like, of course, everyone wants to support the charities. Again, like, I don't think that the commercial gaming industry is ever saying that, like, oh, we hate charity gaming. That's never been the problem. The problem is that there are deeper policy considerations that we're all very familiar with because we are, familiar with the gaming industry and outcomes from some of these shifts that the legislature just isn't, right? So they see this opportunity to support charity gaming. We see a big red flag when we say the words distributed gaming. And so that's just like Brant said, I think this education has to continue and we have to keep at it. I know it can be frustrating, especially from a lobby perspective, from an investment perspective on the side of a company, paying a lobbyist in a state, like, oh, we've been at this for so many years. Like, is it ever going to happen? It will happen. We just have to work on that education piece. But I mean, Indiana, for example, on the revenue side, we've had some major shifts with our Medicaid revenue, and they're only going to continue to shift further in the wrong direction in a lot of ways because COVID money has subsided, different changes at the federal level are being instituted. And obviously, Medicaid is an important program, and we want to continue, I think, from all sides in the Hoosier State to support those who need it. But we are going to have the tough talk about revenue generation at some point or another, and how that happens without raising taxes in a very, very heavily Republican state. And so this is a perfect example of something that we could explore to be productive in the revenue generating side without a public policy shift. We already have agreed as a state that we have approved the public policy of casino gaming. This is just a new delivery channel.
Well, there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hallie Bartlett, as you can tell, she's very passionate about the issue, Brendan.
She says more about Hoosiers than I do about Huskers. That's what
I
I'm
think
amazed at,
she
just as
does. She
much as the
definitely
gaming
does. She
underdog.
definitely does.
I'm
I
like, how
think
many
she.
times are we going to get Hoosiers in here?
I know my talking points.
Well, Allie, thank you so much for joining us. I mean, again, this is all, it comes back to that education point. This is about revenue. This is about consumer protections. And this is about RG protections for people. And that's what's not happening in the illegal sweeps market. You're working hard in Indiana for us. We definitely, you're doing great things. Thank you very much. And by the way, congratulations again from both of us.
Congrats.
Very
Yes.
excited
Thank
for
you guys for
you.
your
And
support. I
for any
appreciate
listeners out there that ever need anything in Indiana, look, I'm a little biased, but you should probably call Allie.
it. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you
I
guys
can
so
put a plug in,
much.
my show. I can put a plug in or whatever, right? So there we
I
have
love it.
it. Again, Allie, thanks for joining us. This has been another episode of the World Series of Politics podcast with your host, Brant Iden and Brendan Bussman.
You've been listening to the World Series of Politics podcast with Brendan Bussman and Brant Iden. We'll be back soon for the next coin flip. This has been an IGB production. For the latest news, views, analysis, and data on the global gaming industry, head to igamingbusiness.com.